So, as Luis said, we're carrying on the series looking at the I am statements of Jesus. Last week, Colin talked about I am the bread of life. Tonight, I'm talking about Jesus saying, I am the light of the world. This is from John 8, verse 12. When I was preparing this, I was thinking, God, whenever I come to speak, I always think, God, what do you want me to say? Because we can read the same words over and over again each week, and they can mean different things to us at different times in our lives, can't they? So the verse we're looking at is John 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So back in November, beginning of November, our kind of last afternoon service, we were talking about songs, and I was talking about Waymaker, and one of the lines in the song was being a light in the darkness. I thought, shall I go and talk about that again? I thought, no, because last time I talked about that, we went into lockdown for several months, so we won't do that. And then just before Christmas, we were doing morning thoughts, and one of the morning thoughts, I did a couple of them, and then one of them was about Jesus being the light of the world, and it was only 5 or 6 minutes, but I thought if I talk really, really slowly, I could stretch it out for 20 minutes. No, I'm not going to do that either. So I thought, God, what do you want me to say tonight? And I was led to, there's a lot of verses from John tonight. In the first chapter of John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The third verse in the whole of the Bible, Genesis 1, verse 3, God said, let there be light, and then there was light. So obviously light is very important. I like light. I am, as most of you know, I'm night blind, so I don't see very well in the dark at all. Ali will tell you, I have a lot of torches. I have a lot of torches because I find them very, very useful to see where I'm going. Light is very important. Light is very important. The Earth is 93 million miles from the sun. You all knew that, didn't you? I didn't until I Googled it. It's 93 million miles from the sun. It's just the right distance to sustain life. If we were any closer, we would burn up. Any further away, it'd be too cold and we'd freeze. And that's probably part of the problem with climate change, now our world is getting a bit warmer. It takes over 8 minutes for light to get to us from the sun. It's very important. If we didn't have the light of the sun, nothing would grow. We wouldn't be here. Life wouldn't exist. So God put the earth in the right place at the right time and gives us light from the sun at just the right place in the solar system. But I have a question. If light's so important, what is it? What is light made of? Now, a few years ago, I lie a little bit. A third of a century ago, I did a degree in physics. It was over a third of a century ago. I did a degree in physics. I've forgotten most of it. But I remember light being very important. Light being very, very important. So I'm going to do a little bit of a mini quiz tonight. Just one question. One question, I'm going to do, who wants to be a millionaire? So I need, you're not going to win £1 million or $1 million, but the prize on offer is a Dairy Milk, the Dairy Milk Caramel. But I need a volunteer to come and play one question. It's not difficult, and you have a lifeline. The lifeline you have, you can ask the audience. Okay, so who wants to play the game? Come on, someone wants to. Come on, one of the youth. Chocolate. Come on, someone's going to be wants to play. You'll be here a long time from now. Come on, Matt. Come on, Matt. Matt's been volunteered. Yay. Right. Yeah, come up here, Matt. Yeah. So, one very simple question, okay? And it's going to come up on the screen shortly. You have to answer A, B, C, or D in the normal Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style.
Is it really hard?
It's not really hard, and I'm not going to hide my phone so you can't see the see the answers as well. Okay, and if you want to, I'd suggest you probably want to, you might want to ask the audience, okay? You ready for the question? So what is light? Is it A, a particle? Is it B, a wave? C, neither? D, or both? Did you know the answer, or do you want to ask the audience?
Is it just one question? I feel like I should involve
it. It's just one question, yeah, so the only question. Do you want to ask the audience?
I mean, I think I know what
You think you know what it is, okay. Do you want to be sure to win the chocolate?
Should we have some hands up? Hands up for A.
Hands up for A. D is both. Hands up for D.
I'm going for D.
You're going for D, you sure? It's your final answer.
Yeah.
Your final answer? Oh, well done to Matt. You win. You win the chocolate. You can leave. And you're wondering, what is Simon on about? Why is Simon talking about waves and particles? And it'll become clear very shortly. Because what is light? Is it a wave or a particle? And you think, why are you asking me that? In 1905, this was a young Albert Einstein. He was 26 when he came up with the theory of wave-particle duality, saying that light, we know when light's a wave because we have different frequencies in the spectrum of light. But light also has energies, as photons, so light is a wave. But light is also a particle at the same time. And you're thinking, well, why are you talking about that, Simon? And I'm going to get to the point very shortly. Last week, Colin was saying about the I am statements of Jesus. It was reminding his audience that Jesus was speaking to that God said the same thing. God said to Moses, I am who I am. So Jesus, by saying, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, he's saying, I am God. And that sometimes is a challenge to some people. They can't believe that Jesus came down from heaven as fully God and fully man. But in science, in so many areas of our science, in areas of our world, there are anomalies or things that we can't understand or explain. And light is one of those. That's why my digression is that light is a wave in the pot. Jesus is who he said he was. He's God and he's also man. So I'll get back to the main point. Sorry, I've digressed in my little episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We're looking at John 8, verse 12. When I'm looking at the Bible, I always think, what's the context of this? What's the context of this particular verse? You can't always take a verse on its own. So I'm going to go back to the beginning of John 8. So I'm going to read from John 8, verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say? They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. Now, I don't know about you, but I always wonder, what was he writing? It doesn't say in the Bible, what was he writing in the ground when he was leaning down? When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, if any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her. Again, he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. Again, I don't know what he was writing. At this, those who heard began to go away, one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you, Jesus declared. Go now and leave your life of sin. Then it leads on to John 8, verse 12. When Jesus spoke against the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So he follows on from the episode of this woman caught in adultery who was in a dark place. They were going to stone her to death. And Jesus came in and he said, I don't condemn you, but go and don't do it again. Walk in the life that I've given you to do. Walk in the light of life. Don't walk in darkness. In the letter 1 John, it says, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. So God is saying that we are called, he's shone his light into our lives. He's shown us the way to walk. In him there's no darkness, but to walk in his ways, we've got to have fellowship with him. We've got to live by that truth. We've got to live by the truth, not walk in the darkness that we used to walk in. John 3:19 says, light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. And that's the same for all of us. Before we came to Christ, our deeds were evil. We were sinning, and we still do. We loved the darkness more because we didn't like walking in that light. But God is calling us now, as we come to him, as we've given our lives to him, he's saying to us, don't love the darkness anymore. Don't walk in that darkness. Walk instead in the light. And as I was preparing this, I was thinking about what we shared at the church meeting on Wednesday, about our vision to be a Christ-like church that serves the community. And as I'm saying this tonight, I'm reminded that whatever I say, I'm actually saying the same thing back to myself. Because whenever I'm preparing, I'm thinking, God, you're saying exactly the same thing to me. I need to walk. I need to walk in the light. In the letter to the Ephesians, Paul says, for once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. And I know it's, what I feel God is saying to us is we need to take him seriously. When we give our lives to Christ, he comes in and he cleans up a lot of our stuff in our lives, doesn't he? He sorts out all the garbage. He helps us to walk with him and to walk in that light. But sometimes it's like a house. You move into a house, a new house, and you redecorate the house. You paint it all. It's all done nicely. You put new lights in the rooms. But then after time, some of the bulbs go out, or there's some rooms you haven't touched. You may have an attic room or a cellar that you've naturally not touched, and it's still a little dingy and dark. And that's like with our, I feel like God was saying to me, that's something that's like that in our lives. There are areas of our lives that we haven't quite sorted, that God is still working on, and that's okay. But God says, don't ignore those areas. God wants us to walk in his light. He wants us to shine his light into those areas that we find difficult, those habits that we can't get shut of, those mistakes we make, those failings that we have in our lives, because we're not perfect. But God wants us to be, his most important plan for our lives is to be more and more like Jesus. He wants us to be a Christ-like church that walks in his light so that people will know who he is. I'm just going to play a song. This is a song, it's a bit of an oldie. For some of you might know this song. For about 26 years ago, a band called DC Talk from an album called Jesus Freak. If you don't know it, look it up. It's a really, I love it anyway. It's a really good album. And this is a song called In the Light. It's a challenge to us that we need to walk in the light. It's a challenge, isn't it, to walk in the light as Jesus, as God is in the light. But the last bit of that song, as you saw on screen, it talks about God's word being a light to our path. And that's where the rubber hits the road, really, isn't it? Can we follow and do what God says to us in His word? And you think, oh, I can't achieve that. I can't achieve that. How can I do what God says? But Jesus says, I am the light. I am the light. I've come to show you the right way to walk, the right way, the right path, the right road to take. And the beauty of this is, Jesus says it's back to us. This is from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5. Jesus is talking to his disciples. He's saying, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. So if you had a torch or a lamp and you put it on, not the very brightest one. I'm shining it to the cross up there. If we put a hand over it and hide the light, people can't see. People can't see the cross. People can't see Jesus. So the challenge to us is that God says to us, you are the light. He's saying to us, He's the light. He wants to shine in our lives to show us the way to go. He wants us to walk in His light. And then He wants us to be a light. Because His purpose for the world is for us to reflect His light out to others. In Isaiah 49, Isaiah said, I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. So He's got a plan and purpose for us to kind of reach to other people and to shine His light to others. And sometimes we think our light is not very significant. We think our light is not bright enough. We can't see the impact of our light. But God says you're making an impact anyway. Any small thing that you might do to someone, to help someone that crosses your path, you're shining His light into their lives. Any small help you can give to someone, you're shining His light through you into their lives. When Jesus spoke to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Ask the band to come back. So I think God's saying to us tonight, He might be saying different things to each of us tonight as we sit here. And I feel like He might be saying different things to each one of us. The challenge for us is to become more like Him, to become more like Jesus, to walk in His light. He doesn't condemn us. That's the amazing thing about God. He didn't condemn the woman caught in adultery. He said, come on, walk. Walk the right way. Walk in the light. So my prayer for me and for us and for this church is that we recognize that. That we let God's light shine into our lives to illuminate the bits that need sorting out so that we can reflect His glory and His light to the people and the world around us. So I'm just going to pray before the band play again. Lord, I just thank You that You are the light in our lives, that, Lord, where we once were in darkness, You have brought Your light to bear to show us the way forward. Lord, I thank You that You don't condemn us. Thank You, Jesus, that You provide the way and the answer by dying on the cross for us, that we might have our sins forgiven. That darkness that we were in before is wiped away and illuminated and replaced by Your light. Lord, I thank You that You've shown us the way. Lord, I pray You help us to walk in the light that You've shown us. Lord, I pray that You will be a light in our world. You'll be a light in our lives tomorrow morning, not just on a Sunday. As we get up tomorrow, go to work, school, college, whatever we might be doing, Lord, I just pray that we will be able to walk in Your light. Lord, where we find it difficult, Lord, where there's areas of our lives that we're having challenges in, where we can't see you at work, where we can't see your light shining, Lord, I just pray that you will illuminate those areas. For each one of us, you know what those are. You know the difficulties that we have. You know the habits that we can't break, the mistakes that we keep on making. Lord, I pray you strengthen us. You strengthen us and guide us, Lord. Give us the wisdom and the strength to walk in your light. And as we do so, Lord, I'm just thankful that you promise that we are a light on a hill. What a privilege, Lord, to be able to reflect the light of Jesus to the world. Lord, we just thank you for that. And Lord, I pray you illuminate each one of us as we go out of this place tonight, that you will challenge us to walk more closely with you, that you will change our lives, that we become more like you, Jesus, that we may touch the ends of the earth, as it says in Isaiah, that we may be a message to the Gentiles, to the ends of this earth. Thank you, Jesus. Will you come and just speak to us tonight? Holy Spirit, will you just come and touch our hearts, challenge us, encourage us, be that light in our life.